We are back here at Brand Talk. Go brand yourself on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And we have a treat for you. If you've been thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, or if you're thinking about doing a franchise, this is the man you really want to get to know. He's got his own radio show where he talks about franchising and entrepreneurship. And not only that, he's a professor, of a business professor at a major online university. And he's going to talk with us about the product life cycle before we get into this entrepreneurship, because that's very, very crucial to one's product life cycle. And I believe that it's because these brands have not, in fact, lived up to the, or recognized, I should say, the product life cycle, that they're in trouble. And so it's a great pleasure for me to introduce Professor Marty McDermott. Welcome to Brand Talk, Professor.
Hey, John, how are you?
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for having me on the show. How you doing?
Okay. So what are these 10 brands that you've been that you may be aware of, and is Rush Limbaugh going to be one of them?
We're going to have to talk about that one.
Okay.
That I enjoyed that article, by the way. That
well,
was fantastic.
Well, thank you. And I was not digging for a compliment there, all right? I just thought I'd throw that out to get the ball rolling because I looked up 24/7 Wall Street where this item was published.
Right.
And, they said, I think it was last year, that one of my favorite brands, Radio Shack,
mm-hmm.
Was going to be gone, and they're not. I think
they're
it's
not.
More finance oriented as opposed to marketing oriented. But what do you think?
It's not 100%. I mean, there were, it was interesting when I was looking at the list, John. You know, it's for your listeners, every year Wall Street lists the top 10 or 10 brands that are going to disappear. They're forecasting to disappear
mm-hmm.
in the following year. So this would be for 2014.
Right.
The companies that made the list were JCPenney was listed number one.
Okay, I know a little bit about that.
Me too, yes. We're going to have to talk about that one. That's a sensitive one.
Okay, right.
We have The Nook by Barnes & Noble.
Okay, and I guess I can understand that when you think
yeah.
about it. I mean, Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble as a brand, I would think, is taking a hit, huh?
They're absolutely taking a hit. You know, and I think there's good reason for The Nook struggling, too. And I want to talk about that when we get to the PLC, because I think that was part of the problem.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, absolutely. We have Martha Stewart, Living Magazine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, print advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that, it's perception. You
it's
know,
perception.
I do think that people forget that the wonderful thing about print, but people don't pick up the print versions anymore. Is that the idea, right?
No, it's true. And your guest last week, I mean, I think he hit the nail on the head, talking a lot about online media and things like that.
Right.
And it was funny because I was reading an article on JCPenney, John, and I think part of their problem is they're still stuck in that traditional mode. You know, they're talking about doing advertising in newspapers and coupons, and I said, God, who's doing that anymore?
Right. Right. Well, I think their target market, Marty, or I should say Professor McDermott.
No, Marty's fine, John.
Marty's fine? Okay, Marty. You can call me John, please.
Okay.
I think that their target market's probably a little older.
Yes.
And,
my mom.
I don't know too many folks under the age of 30 that goes to JCPenney.
Well, it's true. You know, it's funny that you say that, John. It was over the weekend. My family did something we haven't done in a very long time. We had a traditional family Sunday dinner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. My mom made a big pot of ravioli and meatballs. And
with the name McDermott?
With the
what
name
is going on there?
Her maiden name's Internicola, so I'm half Italian. So.
I got that part. I got that memo.
Yeah, but it was interesting, though, because I mentioned, to my family that I was going to be on the show.
Yes.
And we were going to be discussing some brands that are going to disappear in 2014. And, as I mentioned, the first one on the list was JCPenney. And that became the topic of conversation
sure.
for that Sunday family dinner. And, my mom, she was JCPenney's most brand loyal customer.
And I want to hear this.
She was very upset. I remember, as a small kid back in the 70s, John, I would read the JCPenney catalog.
Right.
It was like around Christmas time.
Sure.
My mom would give us the catalog, and we'd look through it for hours, you know, and it was really a big thing. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, today it's very different. Like anything, you know, sometimes brands lose their way or they fall off track, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, Johnson, I guess, tried to shake it up a little bit and was fired as a result of it because what he did is he got rid of the sales.
Yeah, I think now they have, I'm pretty sure it's Myron Ullman. I worked with him when I worked at Macy's.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's still very much old school, if I remember correctly, and reading some articles about him, you know. But, one of the concepts I've been thinking a lot about in branding is the importance of impressions. And, you know, when we say impressions, they could be self-impressions, they could be desired impressions, or they could be first impressions. And I think what happens with a lot of these companies is, it probably even happens more so with personal brands, is that our self-impression doesn't equal how our target audience
perceives. You could say that again, please?
Absolutely.
Right.
I've been thinking a lot about this a lot. Like, you know, you were talking about Katie Couric last week, and I think she's a good example of that. You know, people didn't get her doing the evening news or see her on 60 Minutes. But, you know, you see someone like Leslie Stahl or Lara Logan, she's got that great, elegant voice. You know, you can see her on a 60 Minutes, you know. So I think that was part of the problem, what happened.
Katie Couric is a great interviewer. She's not a news reader.
No.
I mean, it's as simple as that. And by the way, when I was on Fox saying that, I got my head almost chopped off by one of the female because I was being a chauvinist.
No, you just mentioned
two gals that could do a very good job. Two brands that could do a very good job. Though Diane Sawyer, there's nothing wrong with her.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. I mean, but anyway. So what other brands made the list, kiddo?
Let's see. This was a surprise to me. I don't know if this was a surprise to you, John. Volvo. You know, I was talking about
Volvo. My God, Volvo. I would never buy a Volvo. Sorry, Volvo. I guess I'm never getting that account.
You know what's funny? I still think my perception of Volvo is always safety. You know, it was
I talk
to my students. You know,
safety, but boring.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, right?
I mean, come on.
I mean,
you know, you have that 25 seat belts on, and you got 5 scarves on in the wintertime.
There
come
you go.
On.
Olympus was another one. Now, there's their company.
What was that?
Olympus.
Olympus.
Was
number 6
on the list. Women's National Basketball Association.
Right.
Was another one. Leap Wireless, Mitsubishi Motors, and here's another magazine, Road and Truck.
Track. Magazine. Road and Track, you mean.
Yeah, Road and Track magazine.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I think the magazines are going to have a hard time because the kids. I'm sure you do. You know this through your teaching. The kids like the internet, and they don't even. You know, it depends. They're reading. They're reading the computer, or they're reading on their iPad. It's just different. They don't pick up a book.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you. You know, getting back to self-impression, I was listening to the show earlier, John. You're talking about brand over. I love that word, you know, and I'm going to say now my students are going to know where I get all my ideas.
Oh.
But it's a great word. I have a great story of a brand over.
We're coming to a close here, but go ahead. I'd like to hear it.
One. This is on Alfred Nobel, and this is back in the 1800s. And
I love it.
Yeah, it's in the 1800s. At that time, Alfred Nobel, he was best known as the inventor of dynamite.
Yes.
And the detonator. And the detonator is the device that makes dynamite explode from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And he made $1 million creating these two devices. And one day, Alfred's brother Ludwig died, and the problem was that newspapers got it wrong. They thought that Alfred was the one who died. So the next day, the newspaper has a big headline, Alfred Nobel, the merchant of death, dies. So here he is. He gets to read his own obituary, John. You know, how great would it be for all of us to read our own obituary? Because it wasn't equivalent to his own self-impression or desired impression. So he got to do what was called a brand over, not a makeover. And after that, he did something. It was really quite brilliant in terms of personal brand. He creates this award called the Nobel Peace Prize. honors individuals for outstanding achievements in physics, medicine, literature, works in peace. So he was able to totally change his name by doing his brand over, you know. And it's something that
that's
Rush
a great
Limbaugh
story. Oh, man, man.
I knew you'd love
it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And in the few minutes that we have, what I like to give a taste of the difference between being an entrepreneur and a franchisee.
Wow, deep question.
I have my answer, but I want you to answer it.
You do. Okay. Well, first off, in 3 weeks, and because I know you spend a lot of time in New York, Jacob Javits is having a big franchise.
I love
show.
It. That's great. Great. Folks, you got to go. You got to do it. Even if you don't want to do it, do it. You got
to
get out.
If you have a chance to go too, John, go. I mean, there's some amazing
brands. Oh, no, I will. Are you
going to
be there? We'll go out for dinner.
I'm going to try to be there one of the days. You know, I don't get to New York enough. I really miss, you know, I'm originally from New York. You know, my family's in Brooklyn.
Sure.
So, you know, I miss the city a lot, but there's going to be some great brands there. And if you go there, go hungry because you get to
get all those,
companies.
But tell me the difference between an entrepreneur in 25 words or less.
Very big difference. The entrepreneur is the person who actually created the franchise.
Okay.
The franchisee is following the creation of the entrepreneur.
Right.
It's a great definition, and they're two very different people. You know, I mean, the entrepreneur is someone who is creative. They're an artist. Where the franchisee is somebody who is great at following rules, following a system. If you can't follow rules, if you can't follow a system, franchising is definitely not for you. Stay away from it.
That's great. Now, when can people listen to your show?
People can listen to my show every Thursday at 10 o'clock. We've been doing the show now, John, for 6 years.
I love it.
We've done 330 shows now. Next week we have, I think it's a UPS store, and They're a great store in terms of branding. I think they won some big award. I think they were voted like number 11 last year by, I think it was the American Brand Excellence Awards. So we've been doing this for a long time now. We've had some of the biggest names in entrepreneurship and franchising. We've had some really exciting new concepts.
Well that's great.
Well,
Marty, what you got to do is go to the Brand Talk group page, group page, and put a link to your radio show, and we'll try to get some action there. How does that sound?
I think that sounds fantastic.
Listen, you can come on anytime you want. This is great. I love this discussion. I could talk with you for hours.
Thank you. I feel the same way.
Okay. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks so much, John.
Okay.
Great talking to you.
That was Professor Martin McDermott on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Brand Talks. Go brand yourself with Dr. John Tantillo, a.k.a. John Tantillo, a.k.a. JT. So, wasn't that fun? That was great. He's a wonderful guy, and you can learn a lot from him. And I really do suggest you do that that entrepreneurship thing at the J.